Nisechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Bey, is the top line of Daf Chav Bey Zimnaf, and the Gemara is in the middle discussing the Shaila brought at the top of Daf Chav Alf Hamim Bey, where the Gemara asks, if a husband is made for his wife's Naziris, or a husband is made for his wife's Adarim, is it similar to where Bezin is Matis, someone's Adarim, and that works, and his Oikah, his Nedalim Afreya, or do we say that it's Megas Gaius, that it only cuts it off, Nikan Labba, but it's not Oikah Naziris Lamafreya? And we discussed two Nafkaminas. The first Nafkamina was, where Rachel was Kabbal on herself to be a Nazira, and then she was Eva, and she cut her hair, or she drank wine, or she was Metamel Mason Bemazid, and her husband was then made for her Naziris. So if we consider Miaka Ka'aka, so then she would not be Chai Malkus. However, we say Megas Gaius, so at the time that she was Eva, the Issa Naziris, she was actually Nazira, and therefore she would be Chai Malkus. And the second Afkamina was brought by the Gemara, where Rachel was Mekabbal Naziris on herself, and Leah stated Vani, that I also want to be like Rachel, and then Rachel's husband was made for her Naziris. The Shaila is Leah a Nazira or not? If you say Miaka Ka'aka, so since Rachel was never Nazira, as it was Eika her Naziris Lamafreya, so Leah is also not going to be Nazira. However, if you say Megas Gagayas, so since Rachel at one point was a Nazira, and therefore even though her husband was made for her Naziris, however, Leah's Naziris is still Chal, and since at one point Rachel was a Nazira, therefore Leah will be a Nazira, and we know a Naziris Lamechsa, and although Rachel's husband was made for her Naziris, however, that Hafara does not work for Leah. And the Gemara tried to bring three different rayas, and the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph now continues with another raya, Tashma, and we bring from a brayso, Isha Shenadru B'Nazir, if Rachel made a neder to be a Nazir, and she was Mekabel Naziris, V'nit Mason, while she was a Naziris, she became Tamei, and of course, once she becomes Tar, the din is that a Nazir that was Tamei has to bring three karbanis. They have to bring a Chathas Ha'ayif, Ha'ilas Ha'ayif, and Hashem Naziris, V'achin Hafala Baila, and then her husband was made for her Naziris prior to bringing those kabbalas. So the Brisa teaches us that she would still have to bring a chatas aif, but she would not have to bring her oilas aif, and we should explain that she wouldn't either bring her sham naziris. And Taisus at the top of the Rambam says, "I'll knock at oilas aif mishum the chatas aif for oilas aif bechad krok sivi." That even though that she really doesn't have to bring her sham naziris either, we speak about the oilas aif as contrasting to a chatas aif that she does bring, because those are spoken about in the same pasuk, whereas a sham naziris is spoken about a couple of pasukim later. And the Gemara now brings and if you're going to say that when a husband is made for his wife's naziris, it actually cuts it off only mikan laba and not lamafreya, so tasting nami oilas aif, then lamaisa, when she became tamei, she was a nazira, and therefore she should be chayav to bring all of kabanis. She should have to bring her chatas aif as well as her oilas aif, as well as her sham naziris. And just to point out that although we just mentioned that if we would say that when a husband is made for his wife's nadarim, it's considered only mikan laba, then she would bring an oilas aif and a sham naziris. However, the Mefarish explains that even at this point of the Gemara did not think that she would bring an Hashem Naziris, as is Xeris Akasa that teaches us that the only time a woman brings an Hashem Naziris is only where once they bring their Hashem Naziris, they would go and restart the count for the Naziris period B'tayra. And since over here, her Naziris was already Hufar, therefore she will not start her Naziris, and therefore she would not bring an Hashem Naziris, even if we would say that Baal Megas Gaius. And we will see that the Rush says a similar thought at the end of the Gemara, and the Rush brings that we learned this out of the Pasuk that it says in Pashas Nasa, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Hizla Hashem is made Nizrei, the Hevi Kevs Ben Shnasa L'Asham, that after it says that you become a Nazir once again, once you're Tar, and only if you'll eventually become Tar, then you'll bring Yasham Naziris. And as the Rosh said, the Chsiv Hizra V'Hevi, Emesai V'Hevi, Kishitzarech L'Hazir, Al-Vazu Shehufa Nizra, however, since her Naziris was Hufar, and it was broken Mikan Labba, therefore, Afa Pishtinit Mistrila, even though she became Tamei at a previous point, Enes Tuchel Havi, she did not bring Yasham Naziris. And therefore, at this point, the Gemara feels that when a husband is made for his wife's Adarim, it is Mevatel HaNaziris L'Mafreya, and that's why she doesn't bring an Hashem Naziris or an Eilus Ha'if. And the Gemara is, V'alamai Miaka Oka, if you're going to tell me that's actually Eika HaNaziris L'Mafreya, then Chathas Ha'if Nami Lo Yisei, then L'Chairish, you should not have to bring a Chathas Ha'if either. And why did the Brisa state that Ha'ish Shnadar B'Nazar V'nit Meis V'achkein Hafalo Baila Mevi'a Chathas Ha'if V'ini Mevi'a Eilus Ha'if? If L'Chairish, not only she should not bring an Eilus Ha'if, but she should not bring a Chathas Ha'if either. And the Gemara answers, Hachi Nami, that Einachin Nami, it's true that really Miaka Oka, and when a husband is made for his wife's Adarim, it works L'Mafreya. And why is it that she brings a Chathas Ha'if? And the Gemara will now bring down Rabbi Elazar Kappa, and this is the fourth time that the Gemara Masechtas Nazir brings down the Shita Rabbi Elazar Kappa. And the Gemara says, "B'ham money Rabbi Elazar Kappi," that this price is going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar Kappa, the Tanya that we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar Kappa Beribi, Rabbi Elazar Kappa, who was the Gadol Hador, and some explain Beribi as a lashon that he was very sharp. Oimer, he says, "Matam Leima Mashechata Al Nefesh." what does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says that a person became tamei pesah pisayim and therefore was an oinis, and still the Torah says that he was chata al nefesh. L'chari, he didn't do a chet al nefesh, as he didn't do this b'mezid, and still the Torah says that he was chata al nefesh. V'chibeizich nefesh chata zeh el mtei shetziat v'menayayim nikra chotei. And Rabbi Elazar Kappa explains that the reason why a person who's a nazir is called a chotei is because he was mitzayim himself by refraining from drinking wine, and since Rachel became tamei while she was in nazira, and therefore she was shana bechet, because now she will have to keep her naziris even longer, that is considered a chet. And like we said before, either because now she will have to stop drinking wine for a longer period of time, or because she wasn't careful while she was in nazira and she became tamei, or because she really only wanted to be in nazira for 30 days and now this will increase her time frame, and therefore she'll be toya on her original naziris, and it'll come out that potentially she'd bring chul azara. But in any case, the Gemara's point is that even though it's true that when her husband was made for her naziris, it actually was mevatel naziris l'mafreya, and therefore she really wasn't over on becoming tummy while she was in nazira, and even so she was still bringing chatz oif because she was mekabel on self naziris, and therefore she refrained from drinking wine, and that is the reason why she's a chayte, and she could still bring this carbon chatz oif. Also, just to point out that even if you're a blazer kapar, there's no question that if Reuven makes a neder that I won't drink wine for 30 days, that certainly he will not have to bring a carbon chatz, as although there is some element of chet over here, al tzitzia atzmi min hayayin. However, the Torah is not mechadish to us that you bring any karbonis based on the fact that you tzitzia atzmi min hayayin. The only time that's possible to say that you would be nikri chayte and that is the cause to bring a carbon chatas is in the case where you were a nazir and potentially you should really bring a carbon chatas because you've been naziris, and now there's some reason why you can't bring that carbon chatas. Rabbi Elazar Kappa says that you can still bring that carbon chatas because you still consider a chayte because you would tzitzia atzmi min hayayin. And Rabbi Elazar Kappa continues about late dvarim kal v'chomer, and there's also kal v'chomer involved. That madach a nazir, he is only refraining from drinking wine. He's called a chayte. Hamitzaya atzmi mekaldava, to someone that's shari b'tainis, and he's mekabel himself all types of tanesim and sigufim alachas kam v'kamo. That certainly is considered a chayte. And before we continue, let's just point out a number of points. Number one, Taisus as well as the Rosh on Daf Yutesu Medav state that in our case where there was an isha shenadra benazir and she became tamei, the only time that she would bring this carbon chatas is only if prior to her husband being made for her naziris, actually already was mafresh to karbanis, and she was mafresh to chatas ha'ila and her asham. So ha'ila and asham she would not bring, however the chatas oif she would bring. However, Taisus Rid argues on Taisus and the Rosh. He says that although yesterday we brought a mishnah on Daf Chaf Alam Beis, which is the mishnah that we're going to have on Daf Chaf Alam Lauf, that states ha'isha shenadra benazir v'frish es behemta v'achin hafala baila, and certainly in that case the mishnah is definitely discussing a case where a woman was mekabel herself in naziris and she was mafresh her behemoth for her kabbonis that she will be required to bring at the end of the naziris period when she was tar and she completed a naziris period, and only afterwards her husband was made for her nedarim. And the mishnah stated that if it was her behemoth, then she would bring the oil and shlamim as a ned or nedava, and the chatas would be mesa, as we consider a chatas shemesa balea, which is one of the chamish chatas hamesas that is alach l'mishu mesinai, that states that the behemoth could never be used and will have to die. And it's muchach that that halacha was only stated if her husband was made for her naziris only after she was mafresh her kabbanis. However, if she actually was not mafresh her kabbanis, then kuli alma maidim, that she would not bring any kabbanis. However, the Rosh explains that's because those kabbanis are coming at the end of a naziris period, and therefore it had to be that she was mafresh those kabbanis. However, in our brisa where this woman was bringing kabbanis because she became tamei while she was in nazira, even if she was not yet mafresh her kabbanis prior to her husband being made for her naziris, the din would be that she could still bring a chatas ha'if based on the klal of Rabbi Elazar Kappa that she's nikrei chayte. And number two, we just saw from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Dalman Av that if a woman was mekabel herself to be a nazira, and after she was mafresh her kabbanis, her husband was made for her naziris, and the Mishnah taught us v'im shalach isa behema hachatas tamos, that the chatas will go to misa. But l'chayr in our Gemara we said that based on the din of Rabbi Elazar Kappa, she could actually bring the chatas ha'if. So why don't we say over there she should be able to bring the chatas as well? Both the Rosh as well as Taisus on Daf Yutesu Ralph explained that certainly since her husband was made for her naziris, therefore she really doesn't have a right to bring a chatas, and that's why although it was considered valid for Russia, but at this point you can't bring this chatas any longer, and therefore the chatas has to be mesa. However, since we find b'negeya chatas ha'if that a chatas ha'if could even be brought ala safik, so therefore it's easier to bring a chatas ha'if than an actual animal, and since it's easier to bring a chatas ha'if, so even though at this point she really is no longer nazira, but since we have the klal Rabbi Elazar Kappa that she's called a chayte, so she could still bring a chatas ha'if, and it's not considered that she's bringing chul azara. And number three, Taisa and Diba Maschal Hamani Rabbi Elazar Kappa Baribi, he's bothered that l'chayra, why is it that in our Gemara, the Gemara brings down the entire memory Rabbi Elazar Kapo, and on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, where the Gemara is Muramis to Rabbi Elazar Kapo, the Gemara doesn't say Hamani Rabbi Elazar Kapo, and all the Gemara says is Loilam Imelcha Bal Meaka Oka V'Hainu Taimo Kivin the Tzricha Kapora Have a Kachatas Shemesu Balea, and why didn't the Gemara bring down the whole sheet of Rabbi Elazar Kapo on Chaf Aleph and Beis? And Taisus explains that since over there the Gemara was saying that the Chatas would not be brought and the Chatas would be Tomus, even based on Rabbi Elazar Kapo, we don't give you the right to actually bring the Chatas on the Mizbeach and bring it into the actual carbon. Therefore, we don't bring down the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Kapo. But in our Gemara, since based on the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Kapo, it actually comes out that you'll actually be able to bring the Chatas Oif on the Mizbeach, therefore bring down the entire Shita and the entire member of Rabbi Elazar Kapo. And as Taisus says in the last four lines of Taisus, the Le'el Loyav Dina Mikol Vikol Rabbi Elazar, the Inkarav, Aval Hacha, the Karav, Maisi Shapin, Milsi Rabbi Elazar, the Havikavase Mikol Vikol, because it's completely like Rabbi Elazar Kapo. And finally, keep in mind before we continue with the next Tashma, that this point of Gemara, it seems that the Gemara has a valid raya that we hold that when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, or he's made for his wife's Naziris, it is actually Oikud Har Naziris L'mafreya. However, the Gemara now continues Tashma, the Tanya Behedi, we have a Mefurish Braisa, Ha'isha Shenadr Benazar, if Rachel is Mekabal on herself to be a Nazira, Vishamach Havrasa, and Leah, her friend, hers, Va'amr Vani, and she says, I want to be like Rachel, Uba Baila Shalishaina, and then Rachel's husband Reuben comes, Vahafala, and is made for her Naziris, he Muteris, and Rachel is no longer a Nazira, but Vachavrasa Asura. However, her friend is still Asa, and her friend is still a Nazira. And Lechayra, if when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it's Mi'aka Ka'aka, and when Reuben was made for Rachel's Naziris, it actually is Mevatal Mafreya, then Lechayra, when Leah said Vani, he is only being Mekabal Naziris if Rachel became a Nazira. However, since it was Oikel Mafreya, so Lechayra, Leah should not be a Nazira, and how could the Brisa state that Leah will be considered a Nazira? And Shema Minah, Baal Megas Gaiz, therefore it's Muchach from the Brisa that when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it is only Mekana La'aba, and therefore, definitely for a moment, Rachel was definitely a Nazira at some point, and that's why when Leah said Vani, it's considered a valid Kabbalah Naziris, and even though Rachel is not a Nazira any longer, Leah will be a Nazir. Before we continue, the Rosh and Taisus and all the Rishonim are bothered that a moment ago we proved that really when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it's considered a Akir L'mafreya, as the Gemara brought from the case of Isha Shenadar B'Nazir V'Nidmeis V'Achein Hafal Baila, that's a Mevi'ah Chatas Oif V'Eni Mevi'ah Oil Sa'if, and the Gemara now brings a Raya that Shema Minah, that Megas Gai is when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it's only considered a Hafara Mikan L'Aba. Taisus answers V'Eish Leima that here Kimna Lekra B'Leza Akapa V'Hach Rabbanan Eina Chanami, although from the original Braisa we were able to bring a Raya that when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it's considered a Kiru L'Mafreya. However, that was only going L'Fir B'Leza Akapa. However, L'Fir Rabbanan, the din would be that Megas Gai is, and that's Machlekas between these two Braises. When Maisel Zed, the Plukta Tanayi, and Eina Chanami will come out of Machlekas Tanayim. However, this is a bit schwer to understand, as L'Chiro, in all the Gemara, in Masechtas Nedarim, we held B'Pshitos that everyone agrees that B'negei, a husband being made for his wife's Nedarim, is Afara only works from Mekana L'Aba, and we held that Megas Gai is. And the Rosh also brings Taisus Teretz as his first Teretz, and then the Rosh says that it could be Mechalik, the nearly the Efshel Yashev, the Lay Pligi, that really is no Machlekes between this Brisa and the prior Brisa, the Afagav, the Megas Gai is, even though it's true, like the second Brisa, that when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it's only Mekana L'Aba, and that is the reason why in the Brisa before, she would actually bring a Chatas Oif, because at the time that she became Tamei, she was a valid Nazira. However, the question is, if so, why doesn't she bring an Oilus Oif or an Asham Naziris? And the Rosh explains, as we brought from the Mefarish before, that since the Pasuk says, V'hizir V'hevi, B'negeid Asham Naziris, it says the Lashon that only if you become a Nazir once again, then you'll bring in Kabanis, and therefore, Emes Ayhevi Kishitzorach L'Hazir, that there's a special Zeris HaKosov, that even though at the point that it became Tamei, you were a Nazir, however, since the husband was made for her Nedarim, and even though it works only Mekan L'Aba, the din would be that you would not bring your Asham Naziris or your Eilus Ha'oif, I in the Rosh. And the Rambam clearly doesn't learn like the Rosh, as the Rambam learns that now that we paskin that when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it's only considered Hafar Mekan L'Aba, and therefore we hold that if a woman was Mekabal herself to be a Nazira, and while she was a Nazira, she became Tomei, and then her husband was made for her Naziris, the din is that she would still bring all three of her Kabanis, and she would still bring the Eilus Ha'oif, or Chatas Ha'oif, as well as Asham Naziris. As the Rambam learned that the prior din that we had in the Brisa that stated that she would only bring a Chatas Ha'oif is only correct if we hold that when a husband is made for his wife's Naziris, it's considered a Akira L'Mafreya. However, now that we hold that Baal Megas Gai is, then she would actually bring an Eilus Ha'oif as well as a Asham Naziris as well, as the Gemara already stated, V'Yisal Kedak, the Baal Megas Gai is, Tesi Nami Eilus Ha'oif, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues and brings the end of the Brisa. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon states, Im Omer Lo, Hareini K'moisaych, if Rachel was Mekabel Naziris and said, Hareini Nazira, and then Leah Leah, who heard that, instead of saying Vani, she said, I want to be like you, then Shtei Mutaris. Then if Rachel's husband is made for her Nazirs, then not only will Rachel not be a Nazir any longer, but Leah will also not be a Nazira. Let us see, Taisa's Diva Maskel, the Rav Shimon Omar, Omar Harini Kemoisek Shtei Mutaris, which is the second of the wide lines in Taisa's, the Mashma Harini Kemoisek L'chol Derechacha. It's as if she's saying, I want to be like you in all your ways. And if you become Mutar, then I will also be Mutar. So Taisa is Betema, Kivin Shikibalta Naziris, since you Makabal Naziris, Becholah, and it's Chalon you, Echtiyu Mutaris, Bataris Chavrasa, Kivin Megas Gaius, since when a husband is made for his wife's Naziris, it only works Mikan Rabba. So how could it be that Leah will not be considered a Nazira, as of course Rachel's husband's Hafara cannot work for Leah? And you can't say that Leah meant to say, I only want to be Nazira for that period of time, and I'll only be a Nazira for 15 days, because we know that a Nazir is Chatzayin, and certainly we know that if Leah would have said, I want to be a Nazir today and tomorrow I don't want to be a Nazir, she is a Nazir for 30 days because the Nazir is Pachs B'Lamidayin. And Taisus therefore explains that in Chanami, what Leah meant to say is not that I will be a Nazir and eventually it will be Batal, but she meant to say, I will only be a Nazir if you will be a complete Nazir for a full player of Naziris. However, if your husband will be made for your Naziris at some point, then it will cause that you will not be a Nazir, and therefore I was never Mekabala myself to be a Nazir either. And Taisus therefore says, Rab Shimon loy balu flugi al milsa de Tanakama, el lohisvela, and Rab Shimon is not coming to be chaylik on the case of the Tanakama, as the Tanakama was talking about a case where Leah said Vani, and Rab Shimon is saying that if she said Areni kemoisech, then Shtei Muteris, but of course he agrees to the Tanakama, and if Leah would say Vani, that certainly, even if Reuven is made for the Naziris of his wife, that would not help for Leah, and Leah would still be a Nazira. However, Taisus continues and brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz, that Rab Shimon is actually being chaylik on the Tanakama, and Rab Shimon holds that even if Leah would say the Lashon Vani levad, that we explain her words as follows, it's as if she said, and his action machlek is between Rabbanon and Rab Shimon. And we continue on Daf Chaf Bezem and Bez, and although in the large Taisus on Daf Chaf Bezem and Aleph, as well as the Rosh on Daf Chaf Bezem and Bez, they both bring a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who learns this Gemara very differently, and they ask multiple kashas on that Shita and on that Derech on the way to learn this Gemara. However, we will learn the Gemara like Taisus' second shot, as well as the Rosh's second shot. And the Gemara continues, Mazutra Bredra Mari Arma, Mazutra Bredra Mari states, Hai Hainu Dharmi Balchama, that based on the din that we just learned, when a husband is made for his wife's Adarim, it actually works, Bikan Laba, and therefore, even though Leah said Vani, and Leah knew at the point that she said Vani, that it is possible that Rachel's Naziris will not be a full-fledged Naziris, as it's possible that a husband will be made for her Naziris at some point in the future, and even so, when she said Vani, she meant to say, I want to be like Rachel at this point in time, that Rachel is a Nazira, and even though it's possible that Rachel's Naziris will be bottled at some later point, at least Mikan Laba, based on the fact that her husband will be made for her Naziris, however, I want to be a full-fledged Nazira. And therefore, in essence, what we're saying is that when Leah is mekabel herself to be a Nazira, and she says Olashin Vani, she was actually matfis the ikra, and she was matfis in the ikra of what Rachel stated. And since Rachel stated that she will be a Nazira, therefore Leah says, I want to be like your ikra Naziris, and I want to be a Nazir just like you. And L'chariah, based on that thing, we should actually be pushing the following shayla of Rani Bachama, the boy Rani Bachama, because Rani Bachama had the following shayla: Harei like besaz zevach shlomim mau. If Reuven has peiros or any other dvachulin in front of him, he says, "I want these peiros to be like the bus of zevach shlomim that's in front of me." Rani Bachama shayla is, "What would be the din on these peiros?" And the Rosh and Taisus both say the case was where this bus of zevach shlomim that was in front of Reuven was oimid lizrik, but zrika was not yet performed. And although when the Gemara in Masechet Zedarim brings down the shayla of Rani Bachama, the Gemara specifies that this bus of Zevach Shlomim already had Zrika, the Gemara over here argues on that Gemara, and even though it seems that that was actually the Shail of Rayim Bechama, the Shail of Rayim Bechama was stated Stama, and the Gemara over there felt that it was after Zrika. However, our Gemara learns that Rayim Bechama's Shail was where it was Lefnei Zrika Sadam. Before we continue, let's just point out that, of course, when there's bus of Shlomim that's Lefnei Zrika Sadam, it's considered Kachim Kalim, and the person doesn't have any right to use it, and it's considered bus of Hegdish, because we know that once it's Zrika, that Mishulchan and although prior to Zrika it's considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and it's Asa Bachila, however after Zrika, even though it's still considered some sort of Hegdish, however L'maisa, a person can eat this Basar. And the Gemara explains the Shailu Barim Bachama, Ki Matfis Inish Be'ikr Matfis, do we say that when Reuven said that these Peiros should be like the Besaz Zevach Shlomim, he was saying it should be like the Ikka of the Shlomim, and at this point the Shlomim is Asa Bachila, and therefore it's as if Reuven stated that I want to be Asa to these Peiros and I should be Asa to eat these Peiros, or do we say B'tzidun Matfis? Now, although it's true that at this moment the Besaz Zevach Shlomim is also for me to eat because it's Kaidim Zrika, but since I know know that the end result will be mutter b'achila, and therefore when Reuben said arei like b'shazev shlamim, he didn't mean to say that the peir should be asked to be. He's actually saying the peir should be mutter to be, just like the zevach shlamim will be mutter to be after zrika. And the lashon b'tzinra is like a lashon of cold water, that after something is very hot, it cools down. Hegdish also, after it was hot and it was asa, now at this point after zrika, it becomes cooled down and it becomes mutter b'achila. And some goes over here oydilma b'sefer mefis. Then when Reuben makes a statement, he actually takes into account the end result of this object, and the end result of b'sah shlamim is that it will be mutter b'achila. And Mazutra Braid Rav Mori wants to be pushed to shalom v'roim b'chama from the din that we stated before, that if Leah was matfis her naziris and Rachel's naziris, then the din is that Leah becomes a nazira, and we say that she was actually matfis in the beginning and the ikka of the lashon of Leah, where Leah was mekabel herself in naziris, and Leah did not take into account the end result, where it's potentially possible that a husband will be made for the naziris of Rachel, and even so, Leah wanted to be mekabel herself a full fledged naziris. We hear also when Reuben said that these pairs should be to me like b'sah sevach shlamim, he was actually be'ikr matfis. He also meant to say that these pairs should be like the original state of the b'sah sevach shlamim prior to zrikas adam, and at that point, the zevach shlamim is asa b'achila, and therefore the pairs should also be asa b'achila. The Gemara responds that you can't bring a raya from our Gemara that a person is going to be matfis be'ikra as midami, as there's no comparison. It's hasam in the case where Reuben said harei like b'sah sevach shlamim, even if we will say that generally someone will be b'tzinin matfis, and he takes into account that the end result will be that there will be zrika and it will not be kachim, but it's possible keeping the amarei like b'sah zev shlamim afagav l'achshin zukdami matzah achalei b'chutz, and even though he knows that after zrika he'll still be able to eat it outside, and therefore maybe he didn't mean to say that these pears should be asa, but mikdash kaddish. But the ma'aser Reuven also knows that the b'sah zev shlamim even after zrika has kedusha, and therefore he may have thought that he could say that I want these pears to be like the basa shlamim after zrika zedam, and the pears should still be asa to me just like hegdish, because shlamim even after zrika zedam still has a shem kachim. However, avol hacha but menegei and naziris isal kadait b'tzinra kamatvis. If we will say that when Leah says vani, she means to accept upon herself a naziris based on the end result of what happens to Rachel naziris, l'chari at that point the only end result could be is that her husband will be made for her naziris and she will not be a nazira. And as the Gemara says, a hafal abayla, and since the end result is that her husband was made for her naziris, so therefore it'll come out that Leah will not be a nazira. And if that is the case, then there was no purpose of Leah actually saying vani, as ultimately she will not be a nazira, and therefore it must be that when Leah said vani, she meant to be makabal herself on naziris, just like Rachel stated, and she was matfis b'ikra, and she meant to say, I want to be like Rachel in her original state that she was a nazira, and I also want to be a nazira. And the Gemara then continues, ikadamri, others say, hayim d'rayim b'chama v'adai, that certainly we could bring a raya from our Gemara to the din of rayim b'chama, and in chanami, just like in our Gemara, we say that she was matfis b'ikra, so over there also, b'negei shlamim, a person was matfis, his peiris, b'ikra of the zevach shlamim, and since the zevach shlamim at that point was the phase rikas dam, and therefore was asa b'achila, so therefore the person meant to say that my peiris should be asa b'achila, just like this b'sah zevach shlamim. The Gemara continues, if Rachel said, harein nazira, and Leah heard v'amrala, and she said, harein nazira b'ikvayach, that I'm going to be a nazira in your footsteps, and eventually Rachel's husband is made for her naziris, what is the din b'negei Leah's naziris? And the Gemara now explains the tutzdadim of the shayla. Do we say harein b'ikvayach b'kula milsa b'shaya? Do we say this is similar to what Rav Shimon said on Chaf Bezim and Aleph, that if Leah said harein k'moisech, that Leah would be mutter once Rachel has hafara? And just like Tesis explained over there, that it is as if Leah made a t'nai and said, I will only be a nazira if Rachel has a full term of naziris, but if she doesn't have a full term of naziris, then I never want to be a nazira, and I was never mekabel myself to be a nazira. And in this case, when she said harini b'kvayach, is as if she said, I want to be like the end result of Leah's naziris, as Tesis says, harini b'seifech, which is a lashon that we find by Bechas Yaakov, where Yaakov Avinu says, v'atatu shofarnu akev, kloima b'seif drachecha, that I want to be a nazir, based on the end result, if you will be a complete nazir. And if ultimately your husband will be made for your naziris, then I don't want to be a nazira, even l'chatkila, as Tesis says, im tuta'at gamani eim uterish lo yakabalai naziris lo yachalai, that my kabbalah's naziris was never a valid kabbalah. The second side of the Gemara is, oidilma, or do we say, kimekamei delefa labayla, that when she says loshin, that I want to be a big vayach, you meant to say that I want to follow your original footsteps, and you were mekabal naziris, and therefore I am also mekabal naziris, and it's as if she said, vani, and therefore even if Rachel's husband is made for her naziris, Leah would still be a full-fledged nazira. And once again, Tesis explains that big vayach, yesh lufashir kamoi, ekev esh hashama avram bekoili. And the Gemara continues, tashma, and the Gemara will bring a raya from our Mishnah, ha'isha she'nadra b'nazir, if Rachel was mekabal herself to be a nazira, v'shama b'ayla v'am vani, and her husband heard and said, and I as well. Any yachla hafer, the din is that a husband can't be made for her neder, as if he will be made for her naziris. It's considered as if he was made for his own naziris, as it is as if he said that I want to be big fasayach, that I want to be in your footsteps. And of course, by being made for her naziris, then it comes out that he's made for his own naziris, and it'll be over on the isav liyachal dvarai, because he's being made for his own naziris. The Gemara states, v'isak daitach ki amalah hareini big fayach, that if a person says that I will be in your footsteps to be karkamatvis, it's considered that he's only saying I want to be in Nazir just like you, has nothing to do with Hafara, and it's relevant if she'll actually be made for Nazir or not. So So why can't her husband just be made for her Naziris? Since we hold when a husband is made for his wife's Nadarim and it's made for her Naziris, it only works Mikan Laba. So therefore, Enechanami, she will no longer be Nazira, but Velukimidei, but his Naziris will not be Batal. He only meant to say that I will be a Nazira just like you are at this moment, and he didn't make his Naziris tolerate in what the ultimate result is with her Naziris. Therefore, by the fact that the Mishnah states that a husband cannot be made for his wife's Nadarim in this case, as if so, he'll be Eivah on the Issa Layachal Dvari, so Shmamina, Bekulim Milsa Matvis, it must be that when a husband says Vani, he means to say, I want to be like you at the end of your Naziris, and if you will be a full-fledged Nazira, then I will be a Nazir at this moment, but if not, then I don't want to be Mekabal Naziris on myself, even at this moment. Therefore, the Hilka Chudloi Matzi Meifa, while it makes sense that a husband cannot be made for his wife's Naziris, because then he will actually be Bimvatal his own Naziris, and that is a problem of Layachal Dvari. However, Ha'isha Da'amra Hareini Bikvayach, however, if a woman says regarding her friend's Naziris that I want to be in your footsteps, then Hinami Mutaris, then it'll come out that she meant to say, I only want to be in Nazira only if you have a full-fledged Naziris and it lasts until the end of the Naziris period. But in this case, since your husband was made for your Naziris, therefore we now see that I never really wanted to be Makabal on myself to be in Nazira, and I was never a Nazira. The Gemara answers, Lo, it is not a Raya, because Lo'ilam Be'ikka Kamatvis, really when a person is typhus under Naziris, they actually go into Ikka Naziris that the person said, and therefore when Leah said that I want to be in your footsteps, she only means to say I want to be in Nazira just like you are at this moment, and she doesn't take into account the end result that her husband may be made for her Naziris. Really the same applies when a woman says Harein Nazira and then her husband says Vani, that the husband is saying I want to be a Nazir based on your current status, and even if I'll be made for your Naziris, I am not being mevatel my own Naziris, and even so he can't be made for her Naziris, not because of an Issa of Layachal Devari V'hachal Kivin D'Amala Vani, but over here since her husband said and I will also be a Nazir like you, Ka'im Mekayim L'Chidami, it's as if he was saying that I'm really being Mekayim your Naziris and I'm happy that you became a Nazira, and that is why he loses his ability to be made for her Naziris at any further point. However, Ein Chinami in Mishal HaKamasim Matze Mefa, if Reuben would go at this point and actually go to a Talmud Chacham or go to Bezin and be Shoyl on his Hakama, Bezin would find a Pesach or they would find a Charata, and therefore they would say that his original Hakama is now a valid Hakama and they would be Mata his Hakama, then Ein Chinami at this point Reuben could yet again be made for his wife's Naziris, and Ein Chinami that would not affect his Naziris at all, and he would still be considered a Nazir as he was Be'ikra Kermatvis and Be'loi-loi. However, if Reuben does not go to Bezin or he doesn't have a Pesach or a Charata, then Ein Chinami he would not be able to be made for his wife's Nadarim any longer, since he was already Mekayim Har Naziris, as the Gemara already stated on that Chafal from Abayz. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, if Reuben says, I am a Nazir, Va'at, and he asks his wife, would you also want to be a Nazir, Va'amra Amen, and she agrees that she wants to be a Nazir, then the din is Mefer Shalah, that if Reuben wants to be made for Har Naziris, he could still do so, V'shaloi Kayim, and his Naziris would still be Chal, and would still be a valid Naziris. And the Gemara asks, for a minute, while asking Asira, we have a Brice that states, Hareini Nazir, if Reuben says, I want to be a Nazir, Va'at, he also adds in, and you, Va'amra Amen, and his wife says, Amen, Shneim Asurim, that both of them are Asa, and both of them are Nazirim, and it's Mashma, that he can't be made for Har Naziris, as the Brice did not state, Mefer Shalah, V'shaloi Kayim. And L'chari, we have a steer between this Brice and our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues and brings the sefer of this Brisa, Vim Lav, and if she did not say Amen, the din is Shnei Mutarim, that both of them do not become Nazirim, Mepnei Shetol Nidra Bin Nidra, as we consider it as if Reuben was being Toilah his Naziris in her Naziris, and Reuben meant to say that I will only become a Nazir if my wife agrees to also become a Nazira. And the Gemara brings two Terutzim, Amar Bihud, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Tani, Mefesh Shalav Vishloi Kayim, the Ein Chinami, the ratio really should state as follows, Hareini Nazir Va'at, if Reuben says, I will be a Nazir, and you will also be a Nazir, and Va'amra Amen, and she agrees that she will be a Nazira, then Shneim Asurim Ad Shelo Yafar, then both of them will be Asa and will be considered Nazirim until the point that Reuben is made for her Naziris. However, we now need to add into the Brisa Mefesh Shalav Vishloi Kayim, that if he is made for her Naziris, then since we hold that when a husband is made for his wife's Naziris, it's Megas Gaias, therefore he has an ability to make for her Naziris, and it will not affect his Naziris at all, even though we see from the Sefer that he was actually toiler his neder in her neder, but l'maisa her neder was chal for a moment, and therefore his nazirus will be chal, even if he's made for her nazirus at a later point. And l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer continues that if she didn't say amen, then both of them will be mutar, because ultimately, when Reuven was mekabel nazirus, he was only mekabel his nazirus if she also becomes a nazira, at least for a moment. And the Gemara continues, Abaya Amar, Abaya states, afilo tema k'tani, even if we don't add in these words to the Brisa, Brisa could go into Ka'amala, Harini Nazir, Va'at, the Katali Nidra bin Nidra. And Enoch and Nami, the case of the Brisa, is talking about a case where Reuven actually made a Kabbal Seziris that was dependent on his wife's Kabbal Seziris, and it was not a question, but it was an actual statement. And it is as if Reuven said, Harini K'moisech, that I will be like you, and if you will be a full-fledged Nazira, and I will never be made for your Naziris, then I will be a Nazir. However, if I will be made for your Naziris, then I will not be a Nazir, and therefore, Reuven can never be made for her Naziris, as if he does so, he'll be over on the Issa lo yachal devarei, as we explained before. And we continue on Daf Chof Gimel Mad Aleph, and Abaye continues, Mastisin, and our Mishnah is talking about a case, Gagoyin da Amar lo Harini Nazir, Reuven said, I will be a Nazir no matter what, va'at mai. And then he asked Rachel, what are you? Would you be a Nazir as well? And Mishum Hachim, Mefesh Lo, Vishaloi Kayim. And that case, he did not make his Naziris Tali and her Naziris, and therefore, if he wants to be made for her Naziris, that would be fine, because ultimately, a husband that's made for his wife's Naziris is Megas Gaius, and it only goes Mikan Labar, and therefore, although he was made for his wife's Naziris, and she may no longer be a Naziris, however, his Naziris would still be Chal, and would still be valid, and therefore, it's not considered he was Oivan Layachal Dvari, as we explained before. And that's why in the ratio we stated that if she said Amen, then it's a valid Kabbal Naziris, and if he wants to be made for her Naziris, he could do so, and his Naziris would still be valid. And in the Mishnah's case, if Rachel will actually not say Amen, then Ein Chanami, Rachel will not be a Nazira, but Reuven's Naziris would still be a valid Kabbal Naziris, as he did not make his Kabbal Naziris dependent on his wife to be Mekabal Naziris, and we will stop over here.